Hello, happy Thanksgiving from Mike and Kim and the good stuff. That's where you're tuned into. That's right. So we've got some good stuff coming up. We got some good information to start off with as well. Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Save the date for Monday, December 4th for the TK Angus 40th production bull and female sale. That's going to be at the ranch east of Allentine. Again, the date is December 4th. They're selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Cattle are bred with the commercial cattleman in mind. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, you're invited, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction. TK Angus at Valentine, Nebraska, the sale, December the 4th. And Kim, it's Thanksgiving.
Indeed it is, and I've got something I'd like to share. It's called the old-fashioned Thanksgiving. Edgar Albert Guest wrote this. He lived from 1881 to 1959. I like this perspective. It may be I'm getting old and like too much to dwell upon the days of bygone years, the days I loved so well. But thinking of them now, I wish somehow that I could know a simple old Thanksgiving day like those of long ago, when all the family gathered round a table richly spread, with little Jamie at the foot and Grandpa at the head. The youngest of us all to greet the oldest with a smile, while Mother running in and out and laughing all the while. It may be I'm old-fashioned, but it seems to me today we're too much bent on having fun to take the time to pray. Each little family grows up with fashions of its own. It lives within a world itself and wants to be alone. It has its special pleasures, its circle, too, of friends. There are no get-together days. Each one his journey wends, pursuing what he likes the best in his particular way, letting the others do the same upon Thanksgiving Day. I like the olden way the best, when relatives were glad to meet the way they used to when I was just a lad. The old home was a rendezvous for all our kith and kin, and rather living far or near, they all came trooping in, with shouts of hello, Daddy, as they fairly stormed the place and made a rush for Mother, who would stop to wipe her face upon her gingham apron before she kissed them all, hugging them proudly to her breast, the grown-ups and the small. Then laughter rang through the home, and old jokes they told. From Boston, Frank brought new ones, but Father sprang the old. All afternoon we chatted, telling what we hoped to do, the struggles we were making, and the hardships we'd gone through. We gathered round the fireplace, how fast the hours would fly. It seemed before we'd settled down, 'twas time to say goodbye. Those were the glad Thanksgivings the old-time families knew, when families could still be friends and every heart was true. Again, Edgar Albert Guest, and an old-fashioned Thanksgiving for you.
Hey, that's a good one here on Thanksgiving 2023. I have another one of our little stories. This is kind of interesting. I do not know where this came from, but I thought it was kind of a fun Thanksgiving story, a little short one. One glorious Thanksgiving, my mom and aunt decided to try edibles. Now, just a little pause in here.
Uh-oh.
Edibles are marijuana-laced gummy bears and cupcakes or whatever. So naturally, they made the rookie mistake of eating another one after only 15 minutes because they're, quote, not doing anything. Fast forward now 2 hours, and mom is in full panic mode about whether or not the local ducks that she feeds daily will starve overnight because there's no way that she's in any fit shape to go out and feed them. And my aunt is waking my uncle up every half hour and asking him to tell her whether or not she's still breathing.
Oh, no.
Don't do edibles, folks, especially on Thanksgiving, all right?
Okay, Mike, here's a short one. My wife invited some people to Thanksgiving dinner. At the table, she turned to her 6-year-old daughter and said, "Would you like to say the blessing?" "I wouldn't know what to say," the girl replied. "Just say what you hear Mommy say," my wife answered. Our daughter bowed her head and said, "Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people to dinner?"
Is that under the heading of kids say the darndest things?
I think so, for sure.
We want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great day. And we're officially off and running for the big holiday season here. And happy Thanksgiving from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.